This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, August 12th. Okay, folks, we're in the dog days of summer, so that means we're just oscillating, although there's an undercurrent under a lot of our stocks that's very, very encouraging. Obviously, the big news is Supermicro gapped up because it raised its guidance for next quarter well above analyst estimates, and so that's encouraging. The company also is expanding operating margins, so the earnings are running a lot faster than sales, quite dramatically, by the way. And the AI build-out continues. Now, I realize there's a lot of oppositions of data centers and all, but a lot of this is just extortion to get free electricity or lower electricity for the surrounding communities. And, of course, most of the data centers are bypassing the grid and generating their own electricity via natural gas. There's also some opposition that data centers put CO2 in the atmosphere because they're burning natural gas. But again, natural gas is the cleanest fossil fuel available. And, the data centers are going in the Permian Basin, and they're just flaring natural gas there. So it makes perfect sense to use it instead of just flaring it, okay? So I think a lot of the opposition is really futile. And of course, midterm elections are coming up, and there's all kinds of weird narratives. But as soon as the midterms are over, everybody will refocus and the data centers will get built. You know, like Chicago tried to ban it the other day, and you know, Illinois is a big state. You don't have to put the data centers in Chicago. So that's just all political rhetoric, okay? The other thing is, NVIDIA is acting really well, okay, exhibiting a lot of real strength. You saw that they arranged $500 billion financing from six firms, Goldman Sachs and some private equity shops, private credit shops like KKR, to basically fund NVIDIA's customers to so they could pay for the chips, which are really expensive. NVIDIA is 14% of our GDP, folks. It's unbelievable. So it's very interesting just watching all this stuff unfold. But if there's anything you need to know, is that the data center build is coming. You can't stop it. AI developers need more power to run their queries. And whoever gets the power can monetize AI better. That's what Microsoft did last quarter. They weren't monetizing ChatGPT until they got more power, and then they had a pretty good quarter. So that's what's happening, okay? And we can't stop this. And the center of this is NVIDIA. It's going to be a $300 stock by the end of this year, I swear, okay? I think that's a very conservative because it's not going up as much as earnings are. Its earnings will be up over 100% all next year, both sales and earnings. And NVIDIA, of course, is the grand finale to this earnings announcement season. And then there will be Micron technology as well. So I don't want you to worry about daily gyrations. We are in the bumpy summer months. The CPI came in line with that expectations, but there were some really good details. Owner's equipment rent has only risen 0.1% in the last 2 months, and that was the main catalyst behind the CPI. Owner's equipment rent, which is shelter costs, is 35% of the CPI. So the fact that that inflation catalyst has cooled off, is only growing at 0.1% in the last 2 months, is good news. So it's widely perceived the Fed doesn't have to raise rates now. Market rates have moderated. I know the yield curve is tilted up. I know some people are saying that the market rates are above the Fed funds rate, but you know the Fed's trying to be responsible, not overreact. And so in the wake of last week's payroll report, which was a decline and a downward revision, and apparently a million jobs leaving the workforce, whether that's people retiring or being deported, it's very unclear. But the bottom line is, because of the Fed's labor mandate and inflation mandate, they do not have to raise rates. So that's good news. So that's that. So where do we go from here? Well, it's just more of the same, to be honest with you. but the economy looks very, very strong. Everybody's revising their estimates higher. You know, we're almost at 50% earnings growth for the S&P. The stocks like NVIDIA will push us over 50%. The acceleration in earnings this quarter is unbelievable. On next Sunday's Market Buzz, we'll be showing charts from Ed Yardini that just show how the earnings broke out this quarter. I mean, they were growing fast before, okay? But now they just went parabolic. So, and this is the S&P. This is not me. So, wow, what an environment we're in. So the only problem we have with the market is just seasonal shenanigans. A lot of people are on vacation. A lot of people are traveling. And there can be air pockets from time to time. So every dip in our stocks is a buying opportunity. Now, one last thing. Gold had an incredible week last week. Most gold stocks were up at least 15%. I have trimmed some of them, okay, the more volatile ones. I'm not abandoning gold. I'm still holding some key gold holdings. They just got more volatile in our quantitative screens. So I am a net seller of gold here, but I am holding the biggest and the best, and the ones that are the least volatile. As the dollar gets stronger and stronger, it really is forcing central banks to not only buy our treasuries, but also when they want to invest somewhere other than treasuries, it's still gold. Please realize that central banks own more gold reserves than our treasuries, even though it's over $10 trillion. So I find that very interesting. Tomorrow, by the way, is the PPI report. Should be okay, but we'll have to dig into the details. And if there's anything important, I'll do a podcast. But otherwise, folks, just enjoy the ride. Enjoy the summertime. It's been a huge rebound in our stocks. I'm very excited. I'm very excited that the AI build-out is continuing. Obviously, that's why Supermicro is doing so well. NVIDIA is the leader of this whole AI revolution. And NVIDIA is acting really well. And, of course, we are grossly overweight in NVIDIA and have no intention of selling it. So hang on. Enjoy the ride, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.